My beautiful people, how are you guys doing today? How are you guys mentally, physically, emotionally? I hope you guys are doing well. You're taking care of yourself, taking care of your mind, your body, your soul. For those who are new to the Yinchak community, welcome. My name is Winnie. You guys can call me sister. Here, we're a family and we treat each other like so. So I hope you guys have a glass of tea. I have a cup of tea waiting just for you. Let me know how that goes. And with that said, let's get started with today's proverb of the day. So today's proverb is Hai Kuo Tian Kong, as wide as the sea in the sky. And it describes the openness, the unrestrained boundlessness of the world. The world is your oyster, my friends. So start thinking positive. I am worthy. I'm enough. I'm loved. So that you can attract the things that you want. If I'm being honest myself, I've been feeling like a new fire within me, which I'm happy about because for a minute, I wasn't really feeling the fire. And I know I'm not the only one who felt this or is currently feeling this right now. You are not alone. And whatever you're going through in the moment, remain calm through the storm. Within that time of trials and tribulations, I started to embrace myself and take my power back. And I began to dive deeper into my purpose, my calling, my gifts, my interests, my abilities. Because my friend, I truly believe that every single one of us has a gift. Leaning into that gift is one of the greatest pathways and connections we can build with ourselves. And that's why I believe it's so important we take the time to heal and to ground ourselves, our personal growth, and our personal development. Be a student all over again and embrace that inner childness. Do you remember being that kid who constantly asked your parents why? It's going to allow for a greater understanding of our creativity and ourselves. A lot of us, and I know because I was once in your shoes. Maybe you're still searching for your gifts, and that's okay. Just lean into an interest, something that you truly enjoy doing. Not what your mother, your dog, your brother, your father, your aunties, your uncles, your cousins, not what they want you to do, but what you want to do. That interest is a perfect signal that something may be beyond that interest, and it may be a gift. Maybe not, but try it. Try it out. Give yourself that chance and have that leap of faith in yourself because you owe it to yourself, my friend. Because having that curiosity in life, just like a kid all over again, allowed you to be open to trying new things and getting out of our comfort zones. To become comfortable with being uncomfortable. That new you is going to be so proud of you. Because you allowed yourself to learn, to grow, and to even discover new depths about yourself. Maybe you have an interest in photography and you didn't know about, but you started taking pictures of nature, your family, your friends, and it's something that you enjoy doing. That's an interest, and that interest can turn into a gift. Because when the Most High created us, He made sure that every single one of us was given a gift. And every single one of us still has more depth to learn about ourselves. When trying to figure out your gift, be prepared to do a lot of soul searching. What makes you feel excited, energized, and pursue it? I get so excited about my own growth all the time. I remember when I first started my Instagram page for this podcast. Make sure to follow me at Yin Chao with me. Guys, when I tell you I recall starting with just 4 followers, and I just remember telling myself, I'm going to be consistent. I'm going to put in all the work. As time went by, I started to attract positive, like-minded people all around the world, listening to what I have to say, inspired to do better, and excited about life. The followers, the money, honestly, it doesn't even matter to me because it's much bigger than that. Because I began stepping into my purpose. There were things about me that I didn't even know about yet. But because I took that leap of faith in myself, I was open to the idea of new experiences and unlocking new parts of myself. It sounds all magical and glamorous, but let me tell you, I have been through the mud. But each time I got knocked down, I never gave up. I was resilient. I showed tenacity because I was excited and curious about life. Especially when you're at that time when you're trying to figure out what your interests, your gifts, into your purpose. It's 333. The guardian angels and my spirit guides, we are trying to send you a message. Will you answer the call? My friend, it's time to handle your business, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for you to wake up. Each and every single one of us came here to change the world, to do our mission. To be confident in ourselves and what we bring to the world. Are you ready to accept that challenge? If God, our creator, source, our divine, has placed a gift within every single one of us, then this is our job. It's your job to discover it, to nurture it, to water it, to sprout it, let it blossom, share it with the world. So don't think that you're not worthy. You are worthy, my friends. You just have to be confident in yourself. Now, don't get me wrong. Being in this creative process, sometimes we're going to have our days when we're not in the mood every single day. But what can you do to switch things up? What can you do to give it a new perspective, a new outlook? It's going to require you to put in the work to keep that fire alive. You see, because faith without work is dead. Let me repeat that one more time. Faith without work is dead. Begin to ask yourself, how can we spice it up? Or how can we add a little bit more flair so that we can add fuel to the fire? What gives you the most excitement right now? Are you open to new things and new changes? Instead of doing the same thing over and over and over again, which we do a lot of the times, we have to clip our wings so a new set of wings can grow. Our old ways may not serve us in this new space. You understand? Because our old ways may not serve us to fly to new heights. We will need to develop a new rhythm, a new beat, marching to the beat of your own drums. Rekindle that love for ourselves. Like a flower, happiness blooms from within, protecting your peace and your energy. Because our self-love is the beginning of our first love. We are similar than we all think. We can look at everybody else and realize that we all go through the same emotions and experiences. We are here in this world to serve others, and I can guarantee you guys that with your gifts, your abilities, you get to illuminate and transform this planet with your unique essence. You, my friend, I think every single one of us has an interesting viewpoint. Because nobody has lived the exact life that you're living, or the way that you see things, and the angle that you approach. You don't realize how different and how unique that is. Nobody has the exact same viewpoints as you. And if you can figure out how to take all of that in and embody it into your own art, your own creativity, or your experiences that you've dealt with in life, take it as experiences and teaching it as lessons. So that you can share with somebody. Because let me tell you, someone is going through that current situation that you were in 5 months from now. And they're probably begging for somebody, begging for assistance and guidance. Be that beacon of hope for other people. Because whatever you put your energy to, you will thrive in. Today, I challenge my listeners to take out a piece of paper or write it in your journal what you want to do. You can say, I want a deeper relationship with myself. I want to have a deeper connection with the Most High. And I want to build and strengthen my gifts, whatever those gifts are. Write it and say it so that you can address it. Because this season, my friends, has so much for us to discover. Curiosity is going to be so important in keeping our spirits alive. Faith is our main fuel to overcome any adversities that come our way, but we can tackle it together. Curiosity is like a flashlight. You could be in a very dark tunnel. Your life could be dark, But if you're curious and you remain curious and positive, and you still believe in yourself wholeheartedly in the magic and light, you will see light at the end of the tunnel. Because when one door closes, a better opportunity for you. Take that leap of faith in yourself and knock over that door instead of sitting idle, choosing to remain in our comfort zones. Don't ever let an opportunity pass you by because of fear. Remember, fear is just an illusion. To wrap today's episode up, I have a message from my spirits, my angels, and the divine that they wanted me to tell you guys today. That there's so much for you to discover. In this season, we are going to dive deep into discovering your new gifts and discovering the truth. The truth will also set you free so that we can feel lighter and we can express ourselves. Because when you tap into your gifts and your purpose in this world, there is a mission. There is something that God intended for you to do. And we are all rooting for you. Your presence has a purpose, my friend. Don't ever doubt that. And we can become a visible testimony of God's grace because that's exactly what you are here to do. You understand? Your light and your aura is about to shine so bright, my friend. And I cannot wait to hear all about your success and your abundance. I think someone needed to hear this today. You are on the right path, 333 on the clock. Don't ever let nobody's doubts, insecurities, jealousies, envy get into your head. You have what it takes. You are on the right path. Don't let anybody say that you don't have what it takes. The only person stopping you is you. You have a mission here on this earth. Are you going to accept it? Are you going to continue to let fear get in the way? You choose. With that said, I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I will see you on the other side.